Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Twitter's never convinced me of anything. Louisville and BBN Twitter, they've never literally convinced me of one thing.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
How do you not have Clarence Thomas? Listen, I got to be honest. I kind of thought Clarence Thomas was dead.
And James Strebel.
Jimmy, I know you're listening. He's been Jimmy on Twitter. You know who he is. He's been the lead dog on this.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Do you think that they get a quarterback at all before July 1st, before this portal closes and Iron Man has to push the nuke out into
great
the realm?
Question. I know that they've swung and missed on a number of prospects.
Yes, as the countdown to when Mitch leaves, he'll be more evil than evil
than ever.
Is that the best way to say it?
Yes,
he's
more
just
going to
be
evil.
Bleeping evil. That's what he's going to be. All right, hey, welcome in. It's a Tuesday. It's a Take. It's ESPN 680. It's 105.7. It's ESPNLouisville.com. Hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel alongside Mitchell Hannigan.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Back at the station, Mitch has all sorts of money again on the soccer. He has the Czech Republic, who nearly went down 1-0. He is now hundreds, maybe thousands in the hole. Jason Entz has not done any betting today because of his horrific streak.
He's disappeared.
Yes, everything is falling around us. Fellas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I did listen to some Diener show today, and I caught
that
entire...
I thought you were going. I thought you were showing up at Tuesday.
Well,
last week you talked big bleep.
I did, and I got caught in some stuff I had to do today. But I listened to the beginning of the show, and it doesn't sound like Diener even wants me there. He doesn't like any of it. He was like,
no.
He's like, I haven't okayed any of this.
Oh, he hasn't okayed it.
He hasn't okayed it. He's like, it's my show. He's like, I don't know even how we're going to do it. I want to hear. He's like, this is the
So he doesn't want eighth. I didn't hear at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So at 7 o'clock, he said he didn't want Strebel part of the show.
He didn't want anything to do with
it.
Oh, no. And so, yeah.
So you've been banned from the Diener show.
I don't know if I've been banned, but.
You wouldn't be the first.
I wouldn't be the first, but he was very strong. He's like, this isn't the Strebel show. And he moved on.
Oh, wow. So
yeah.
I did not hear that.
Oh, yeah. About 7:05, 7:07.
Wow. What were you doing that you couldn't go in this
Well,
my
this wife morning. Texts. She was at work. She texts me. She's like, don't forget to take Kellen to catcher camp. And I was like, oh. So I turned it on the Diener show just to hear what was going on.
And they're saying that they didn't want anything to
do. Yeah, exactly. And then I heard Blankenbaker talk about this mysterious Canadian offensive lineman that hasn't played in 2 years. He's really high. Here soon in the fall, Louisville's going to have a hard time keeping him, Andy. A hard time keeping him. He said those words.
We'll get to that. Process was having some fun around the office. Max
Process
Cabana.
Was.
Oh, yeah. Well, Process is different when he gets off the air.
True.
Yeah, I mean, he was having some fun with that.
With Max Cabana.
Yeah, you don't want Keontae Goodwin. He had to go to Charlestown for competition, but he won the guy from Canada who hasn't played in a year and a half.
Yeah, that's the guy he wants.
What
an
odd place to start. When you left here today, did you think you did great radio?
Well, yesterday?
Yeah. The amount of feedback that Mitch and I have received the last 15 minutes of the show where you dropped an absolute haymaker on us.
Yeah.
Something that we did not know. Well, only one person in the office knew. You didn't tell us.
Yeah.
Did you think you did great radio?
I don't know. I'll tell you the God honest truth. When I got into – I'm not driving the minivan today, but when I got in the minivan yesterday, I was a little flustered. I was kind of just – I didn't know what to think. I was like, what did people think about me? What are people talking about now? I don't know if it was great radio or if it was just like a train wreck that people couldn't turn away from.
Scribble announced at the end of the show yesterday, and Mitch, we're going to have at some point the moment where me and Mitch go, what?
Yeah.
That he and his wife took a break during the engagement.
Yeah.
And it just created a flurry,
yeah,
if you will, a flurry of activity.
Yeah, I know. You said the text line was a mess and people wouldn't stop texting. I didn't know there were further conversations after the show was over. So I wasn't
if he gets
any of that. Whoa, what was that?
What was that? What was that? Was that Locke? What was that,
what
Mitch?
What was that, Mitch?
That was ESPN Radio.
Okay. Who's on ESPN Radio? Right,
I don't know. Here it is. For those who missed it yesterday.
All right. Oh. Your wife broke up with you on the internet.
No, she didn't. She broke up with me in person.
Well, no, I thought it was...
Oh, the first time. Yeah. Yes.
Wait, there was a second breakup?
Yeah, we broke up when we were engaged.
Wait, what? We never knew that.
Dropping this nuke at 5:30.
That's an absolute stunning nuke.
No, it's not.
I just passed out.
See, I screwed up. I made the mistake of when he said she broke up with me on the internet. Oh, I was like, no, that was in person where we took our pause. Then I was like, oh crap! Now here I am. That was something that I'd never intended to bring to the radio.
Well,
by the way,
obviously,
yeah, something I'd never intended to bring to the radio. But,
you told Patty Ice.
I told Patty Ice. We were talking about relationships.
What a terrible conversation.
Giving him some advice.
But you and Patty Ice talking about relationships. That's the bottom.
Yeah.
No, that's the bottom.
Yeah.
Really is. Locke and Tim Sullivan on Twitter is the bottom.
We're right above that.
Yeah, and you and Patty Ice on relationships is absolutely the bottom. By the way, Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman 0-1.
I'm going to push back on that.
Mitch, are they 0-1?
I'm going to push back on that completely.
No, you should. Dior Johnson goes to Oregon. I know nothing other than didn't he have Kentucky on his list?
He was on the list.
Oh, he was on the list.
He was on the list. But they've already got Sky Clark. They're getting Jaden Bradley, who's the number 2 ranked point guard
in the
class.
Oh, so they're just getting Jaden Bradley.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, he's been favored.
Nick so he's
Smith,
running that
another
in.
One. Chris Livingston visited.
Nick Smith? What's his name?
Smith. Nick Smith.
Okay.
He's 100% to Kentucky as far as the crystal ball. Yeah, Chris Livingston visit today. Had some pictures there.
I saw those.
Yeah, had this week. Derek Lively, another 5-star prospect, number 20 in the class, probably going to be in a top 15, top 10 type kid.
So Big O's not 0-1 then?
No, he's not 0-1.
You're trying to say.
They're not.
He's not 0-1.
No one thought Dior Johnson was going to Kentucky. No, okay. Not a soul. Nobody. So
other things that we have to talk about NCAA stuff is out there. What did Reed Sheppard do on, what was it, Instagram?
Supposedly. But no one could find a screenshot.
Okay. I'm not sure how much I buy that.
Yeah.
Streeble, you have an update or two on the BBN catfishing situation that we talked about yesterday.
Yes, I do.
You've
been
doing some journalism on this behind the scenes.
I have been doing some journalism behind the scenes here. Yeah, me and Locke McClain had a tweet about NIL.
Is Locke doing journalism? What? Is he doing it on the NIL or is he doing on the catfishing?
Oh, NIL. I don't know. Is he doing journalism on the catfishing, Mitch?
Locke admitted he got catfished.
When did he get catfished?
Back at the beginning of computers, back in college.
Did he really?
By a woman named Delilah.
Like the radio host, Delilah. the easy listening radio host, Delilah. He got catfished.
Texas says Dribble giving relationship advice is like Nick Valvano giving personal hygiene advice.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, whatever.
Texas says, I nearly died when Strieble said everyone breaks up during engagements.
I didn't say everyone, but there are people that do.
We were listening to that sound and process. Like, he said that a lot of people break up during engagements. Like bleeping who?
That's what the process said.
That's what he said.
Oh, man.
Well, he's crushing an energy drink or something.
He's a bang energy.
Greg Gard is in the news.
Oh, why?
You'll love this.
I didn't see this. I've seen a lot of stuff today, but not that.
You've seen a lot of stuff today. Really?
Yeah. That's all Creighton. That's all Dior Johnson. college football playoff talk still going on? Oh, yeah, I've been looking.
You text us Dior Johnson. Mitch, did you love this? He texts us Dior Johnson to Oregon, what, about an hour after the news came out?
I just saw it.
He was an hour later than Nick Valvano.
Tipton edits. Yeah,
you were an hour after Nick Valvano.
Was I really? That's a shame. No, yeah, I'm ashamed of
you
myself.
You should be ashamed.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Because he's usually like 2 days late.
He is.
Hey, guys, his red score from Sunday, you think it's good enough to put in the Sports Center on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. We'll get to Carly Jones.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow in the news.
Oh, yeah.
It's John Calipari and Ellen's anniversary.
I saw that.
437-9680. What would you get Cal and Evan? Evan.
Who's Evan? Evan Conley?
I don't mind saying if Calipari had a boyfriend. That would be the story of the day.
Of the decade.
But it's not. Cal and Ellen, what would you buy them for their anniversary? Mm-hmm. Strebel sucked up to Matt Jones yesterday on Twitter. Matt did not answer. It made me very sad. All things that we can get to. Tex wants to know what happened to Mitch's investigation into the TBT.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped caring about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You and seemingly everyone else on my timeline.
I was like, I could reach out to the guy and get more specific answers, but do people really want the answer? Well, if people do, I'll reach out.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Russia doesn't want the answer.
No.
But I did yesterday, because the TBT fell apart, and one reason why is because of Jalen Johnson. And that sentence is really funny in a lot of different ways. We never played the Jalen Johnson's mom.
Oh, the Gatorade bottle and everything.
Yeah, Gatorade. The English have scored, Mitch. Didn't you have the other team?
Yeah.
Didn't you have the Czech Republic? Oh.
So this is when England starts to not be frauds. Okay, I get it. Cool. No,
is this a big bet for you?
We're cool. We're cool. We're cool, England. I get it, England. You don't want to beat Scotland. You know, 0-0 draw. But you'll score against, the Czech. Okay.
That's the Czech.
The Czech.
Sounds like a restaurant.
It does.
Man, we were drunk as bleep at the Czech over the weekend.
It was wild. They have great cheeseburgers at the Czech.
Texas says, remember when Locke DM'd the girl that accused Cash Daniel, he tried to do journalism.
Oh, yeah.
I was right there with
man,
him.
Man, I remember that. Oh, that was so bad. I remember that. He's trying to get cash. Trying to get stooped.
I want to start with this.
Okay.
I just want to throw this out there for you knuckleheads. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. That a lot of the new – and listen, I am struggling here because I believe things like name, image, and likeness make people's eyes glaze over, even though – I don't know why anyone around here would not be all for it, given that how much people care about Louisville, Kentucky, Indiana, right?
Yeah,
Bellarmine.
Absolutely.
But specifically for the big dogs, I think this is a great thing, and not having pro sports, NBA, not having a Major League Baseball team, whatever it may be, that actually may help to free up some of those dollars. But I am very, as a listener, I find myself tuning out because you hear a lot of the same things over and over again. We always lay out situations that we don't know if they're probable or not, thinking that there's just going to be cars and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Money everywhere.
And so there's a bunch of different scenarios that are out there, and that doesn't interest me. The story itself interests me. Through the prism of course, I believe that the kids that play should have been able to do this for decades.
Yeah.
That we are so far behind when Justice Kavanaugh, the only Supreme Court justice that that Mitchell Hannigan knew yesterday.
Right.
And that's because when he went home to Pawpaw's TV, he turned on Fox News
and saw
Kavanaugh being grilled and how the family didn't like that the libs were grilling Kavanaugh.
Right.
So anyway, it's an odd start to the show.
Yes.
What I'm trying to say is this. It makes my eyes glaze over a little bit. So that's why my sensibilities come into what I talk about on the radio, okay? Mm-hmm. That's not shocking. But what I do find interesting about it, of course, is partially the prevailing notion that the NCAA as an institution is on borrowed time, yeah. And it's the beginning of the end, and if it's not, they're going to have to do major reform, and we know they're not going to do, like, if they say, change who you are or death, they're going to choose death. Yeah. Like I'm letting you know, they're yeah. going to choose death,
yep.
Okay? And so that narrative does interest me. In the next, and I think next week we will be dealing, I think next week, being ready for this story, mm-hmm. Probably when Mitch leaves, the day after,
Wednesday.
We will have a massive story, and then the IARP discussion will come down,
yeah.
Will be how the NCAA, if they come up with rules, if they do nothing, how those differ from state rules, that battle, mm-hmm. and one of the things, Darren Heitner, who is one of these, we had Dan Lust on yesterday, these guys who are sports lawyers and have been doing a lot of tweeting, have podcasts and everything else. He's one of the guys, and he was on the air probably with us, 4 or 5 years ago when Louisville was going through some of the initial NCAA stuff, contract stuff, and everything else. But what I find interesting, and he tweeted, I think Mark Story even retweeted this, mm-hmm. Is that a proposal that's out there that schools would be able to come up with their own rules.
Yeah.
We talked about yesterday with Dan Lust, conferences coming up with their rules, working with team, obviously working, at the ACC, working with Wake Forest and Virginia and Clemson and Louisville and Miami, and Wake Forest, NC State and everything else. What I love about this, If the NCAA loses this power, mm-hmm. And I don't even know if they pass rules, how that will be seen in like states like Kentucky that don't have any, states
right.
like Florida and Georgia that do. I would imagine they'll either be conservative or more liberal than some of the state rules. Mm-hmm. I would imagine, for instance, California's would be more liberal
right.
than if the NCAA came up with their own set of rules. I say all of that. I'm long-winded to say all of that for this. What I love about it is very soon here, we might not be just blaming the NCAA for things.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been so long, Strebel. It's been so long that we have never lived our lives where we haven't had a governing body that we would complain about. Now, if the NCAA went away, the next NCAA would take its place.
Sure.
That is my belief. Would it be as bad? Would it be as slow? Would it be as ineffective? I don't know. I would say you can't get much worse than you see leadership-wise, but you never know. In politics, okay? But if schools and conferences are making the rules, in Louisville, so let's use U of L in Kentucky, and their name, image, and likeness rules aren't as liberal.
A little more conservative on the conservative side?
Yeah, if they allow things or don't. Maybe they're the best. Maybe they're the cream of the crop. Maybe everyone else says, damn, IU, U of L, and UK, like, they get it.
Yeah.
They get how to do the name, image, and likeness thing. But I always go to the other side. If they don't, you have no one else to blame but yourself. Mm-hmm. Louisville and the NCAA over the last few years, you got no one else to blame but yourself.
Yeah.
Kentucky not being able to drink alcohol at the games, you got no one else to blame but yourself.
Mitch Barnhart,
It's your AD.
Yeah.
It's nobody else. The SEC doesn't care. The SEC, go ahead.
It's not Bashir.
It's not Daddy Bashir.
Whoa.
It's on you. And that's what I love about it. Kentucky last year gave in, and their vote would not have mattered, but they gave in and didn't. They played nice with the conference and didn't play U of L. You have no one to blame but yourself. You didn't vote for it, number one, as a Capaludu. I always Capaludo. Mess up his name. You know, UK president, UK AD, didn't vote for it. You got into, there's no pivot here, right?
Right.
If Louisville screws up name, image, and likeness, it's on them. And that's kind of what I'm rooting for here, is for schools and conferences, they're going to end up following each other within the conference. I believe, and I believe the ACC and SEC are going to be leaders on this.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So, for instance, if you think Kentucky isn't going to be a leader on this, they'll have to go along with the SEC.
They will, yeah.
That will. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
My point, I have always felt like we've always been able to bash them for everything, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. The NCAA is an ineffective institution that I would love to see go away, or it needs to run a handful of smaller sports, non-revenue sports.
Not basketball.
That is their bread and butter. You understand? Yeah. That's their bread and butter. But what I find interesting is we won't have them to blame. The blame will be on the schools or the conferences to figure it out. The Big Ten last year almost didn't play football.
Yeah,
and
that
you know
was
who
be my
it
example.
Was on? The Big Ten.
Yeah.
It was on the Big Ten. It wasn't on anybody else. And you see when those things happen, when you can't deflect to the NCAA, when you can't pass the buck on to somebody else and it's on you and everyone knows it's on you, that's different. And that's what I hope we get out of all this. And I don't know if that's going to be the case. I don't know what the bleep's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if schools and if conferences are the ones leading here, it will take out the faceless organization of the NCAA, and it will put a face on it. Who was, remember the Big Ten commissioner that had to,
you know,
who carried the press conference live?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't think of his name.
I can't, Kevin,
We knew it off the top of our heads last year.
Kevin, it's not Smith, is it?
Gosh, what was that guy's name?
Is it Kevin?
This was going to be,
for some reason, I think it's Kevin.
This was going to be my example. We've already kind of seen this with the COVID stuff. Right? The NCAA was hands-off with that and with football. Not with the other sports mainly, but with football. We saw the conferences do their own thing, and it was a disaster for a while. They eventually got it right. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 ended up playing a season, abbreviated even more so than the ACC and the SEC. But those two conferences did take the lead. The Big Ten tried to nuke the entire thing. Mm-hmm. We're not playing.
That's fine.
The ACC.
And everyone else said, fine, we're playing.
We're playing. Big 12, fine. We're playing.
So Big Ten, you don't want to have a name, image, and likeness? That's fine. You know
that's
who
on
does?
You.
The ACC and the SEC.
Exactly.
And locally, I love that the ACC and SEC are tied at the hip.
They are, because they play in the same states.
It's a good thing for both.
I said, because
especially the ACC.
What's going to be interesting, though, Andy, is when the state of Florida's law passes, right? And you've got Florida, Florida State, Miami, all in the state of Florida. And if the state of Florida says you can do X, Y, and Z, and then the ACC and the SEC comes out and is like, well, these are what our rules are going to be. What are those institutions going to do? It was more lucrative for their players to abide by the legislation of their state more so than the legislation of the conference. Then what's going to happen there? There's going to be all kinds of, you say the same thing with Georgia Tech, Auburn, Alabama, all those schools that are in states that are going to allow this. It's going to be interesting to see how the conferences in the states, because you're right, take the NCAA out of this. They want nothing to do with it. What are the conferences in the states going to do, the states that are already allowing on July 1st name, image, and likeness to pass? Next week's going to be fascinating. I read a quote by Ross Dellinger. I believe it was Ross Dellinger.
Had one of his tweets yesterday
where the NCAA met and they said, oh, bleep. We should have handled this in January. Yeah. What are we doing? I mean, that's on the NCAA's tombstone. Oh, bleep. We should have handled this ourselves months ago. Now we're stuck and we're bleeped. So I feel no sympathy for the NCAA, but I think you're right, Andy. They're just hands off at this point and say, oh, y'all do what you want to do. Figure it out the way they were with football and COVID.
There you go. Look at you. You put a little, you gave a little fist pump
at
the end.
Fist pump,
like a preacher, like a minister or something like that.
Need a pulpit to slam my hand on.
Texas says, why does Donkey Lips lie so much about going to trivia? Well, we'll get into trivia. We got some explosive sound.
We do have explosive sound.
Explosive sound.
Yes, and I'm not lying. I'm not. Go back and listen to Diener. He said he didn't want me in there. That's not. I didn't say that.
That makes me sad.
It made me sad too. I'm laying in bed. I had the phone on. I was like, I'll listen to Diener and Blank and see what's going on.
You were in bed at 9:45
7 a.m.
Oh, 7 a.m.
Okay. No, it was like 7:07
Because
I already texted. I texted Blank and Biscuit, and I was like, I know how it's going to sound, and you all can crush me if I.
Oh, so you did text them?
I did. Yeah, I texted.
You didn't text Drew though.
I don't have Drew's number. I only have Facebook Messenger.
Why aren't you Facebook Messenger?
Well, because I kind of had a feeling that he didn't want anything to do with it in the first place.
Wow.
So I just left him out. I told Blank, I told Biscuit, can't make it. I have something to do, but you all can crush me if you want. That's fine. I know how it looks. And then Diener just routed the shoot. I didn't invite
Doesn't
him.
Want anything
it's
to
my
do with
show,
it.
And I understand that. It's the flagship, and I could bring the product down.
Well, you're blue.
I'm blue, exactly. No,
you're BBN.
Furniture John doesn't want to hear my voice doing trivia. He wants me out of there. I get it. Birdhead Ryan doesn't approve.
It's explosive sound, is it not, Mitch? You cut it today. You would consider it to be explosive.
Yeah. I'm the soccer's bad right now.
Oh, it's killing him, Andy.
He is.
It's hurting him.
Yeah,
I mean
the soccer's bad. England just missed an easy goal. If they would have, finished it, I'd be finished. Stick a fork in me and I'm done.
How much do you have on this game? Can we dive into this? Do you have $100 on this game?
No.
$50.
Nothing like Denmark yesterday.
Okay.
You have $50 on this game.
Yes.
Hey, you guys and your bets, man. I have never seen anything like it.
The hedging
and the pivoting and the losses and the lying and the mistruths.
I mean, bets.
The secrets. I mean, Enz is done. He's going to have to sell his cat.
Yeah, not the cat.
He's going to have to eat the cat's
frisky.
Tuna.
No more tuna.
Texas says, is Dribble taking his son to OVW Saturday night to meet Cash Daniel?
No. not on
I mean,
list.
You sucked up to Matt yesterday.
It was funny. I had to tag him with the KSR water bottle that Mitch got me.
He didn't even say anything back.
I know.
That makes me sad.
Well, you tagged him in that?
Dude,
I did.
Tagged him in
yeah,
it, yeah,
I tagged you, Andy, and Matt.
I didn't thought about see that. I just thought you tagged me.
No. I tagged Andy and Matt Jones as well. I thought about tagging the whole KSR crew. I was like, that might be too much. So I didn't do that. I just let Matt in there.
Texas says, Dribble, show up and smoke that fraudulent socialist cheating bum Biscuit. Wow. Well, I didn't know Biscuit was a part of that.
No, I have no beef with Biscuit.
Holy cow.
Biscuit and I are good. It's with Blank.
Texas says, we know Mark Emmer is the NCAA faceless. I understand what you mean, but I mean that's all we know.
Yeah, it really is.
That's all we know. I mean, when they they're not consistent, we don't need to go through all the things that they're not. We've no doubt been through them as we go. So there you go.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, good stuff. Well, look, Mitch. Now the ball's on the side for the Czech Republic. There you go. Does that make you happy?
A couple on here that I can't read.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, there's a couple on here that I want to read.
Yeah.
Texas says, Carleek with the NBA Combine invite, MAGA Strebel. Boy, Carleek getting this invite.
The pity invite?
Has revitalized
Louisville Twitter.
It's revitalized Louisville fans.
It has.
It really
has.
That's
all it took was the pity invite because Isaiah Jackson said, nah, right, I'm good. Go. I'm going to be in the lottery top 20. I don't need to go. So they said, we got to find somebody. Who can we get? Carleek Jones, okay.
So you're alleging Isaiah Jackson dropping out.
Yeah, open the door for Carleek Jones. Yeah.
And hours later, Carleek Jones gets invited.
Boom. So Carleek Jones probably texted Isaiah Jackson, was like, hey, buddy, I'm sorry that Q Slaz called you F-boy. I apologize for that. Thank you for dropping out of the combine so now that I can go. I think that's exactly what happened.
Mitch, he doesn't have anything new from yesterday, does he?
What?
He gave us, you texted those two things right to us.
Yeah.
I gave you the Isaiah Jackson take, which I was hoping you would take to a sea of blue.
And I expanded on that.
And the Q Slaz thing you told us yesterday.
No, this morning.
All right,
that was this
morning?
Yeah, that was this morning. Yeah, like 9:30 or so. But that's exactly what it was. I mean, it was just, hey, we need people to fill in the roster. We'll bring Carlique Jones to fill in the roster. The Louisville fans tweeting these videos of him in the G League combine. Oh, smooth. He's so smooth. Oh, he's so smooth that it took guys dropping out to get invited to the big boy combine. He's so smooth, though. I'll tell you what. Carlique Jones, I can't wait till he's in the NBA.
Process bet a listener that he wouldn't get drafted.
Did he really?
He did. Process wow. is like he's not getting drafted.
What if he got drafted before David Johnson?
I want him to get drafted the last pick, so Process loses.
Loses.
And has to go out and, like, you know, drive Blankenbaker around for a night to make the money.
I want him to get drafted before David Johnson, just as, like, one more, like, Carlique gets the nod over David Johnson.
I'd pass out.
He got the nod all season long.
All season
Carlique
long.
Got the nod.
All season
David
long.
Johnson got forgotten. What he if he did. Goes to the
Forgotten
combine?
Johnson. Forgotten yeah. Johnson.
And he balls out and David Johnson doesn't get drafted and Carlique Jones does. I'm with you. I'd faint. David Johnson would be like, bleep you, Chris Mack. Bleep you, Carlique Jones. He'll never wear red again.
Texas says Entz will try to keep the cat, but he will have to start sharing its food.
Would you rather eat?
I mean,
dog
the
food
Czech are
food?
All over England. I just need a goal.
I just need one goal.
Sad, man. It's so sad.
I mean, it really is.
He's like living and dying with Czech soccer.
Part of it's not even funny. Part of it, I believe, is addiction.
Yeah.
I did love the lie yesterday. Mitch, when he goes for the St. Louis Cardinals and works for them in a couple weeks, he's going to stop sports gambling.
Yeah,
just
no,
one of the absolute haymaker lies of all time.
Because they can't track that.
Can probably.
Well, I guess. Well, unless he's got secret accounts. But
do you think they're secret bets? I'm sure he has secret accounts.
I know they
accounts.
Have casinos in St. Louis, but
yes,
I don't
they
know
do.
If,
they,
yeah. if sports betting is allowed.
It's not a fiefdom. No, it's not legal there yet.
It's not legal there yet, but I've seen the
legislation written up, so it'll probably be passed soon, but
oh man,
there's a butchering of the word legislation.
It was.
It's not an easy word to say.
It really isn't.
It's not. How messed up are you to have casinos like right downtown but not have a sports book? I think that's even more messed up than Kentucky. Kentucky doesn't have anything other than slot machines.
Yeah. But according to Mitch, that legislation is going to get passed.
Well,
that,
I mean,
he's an expert on St. Louis now.
Yeah, you'll have to read up on all the politicians and everything that you'll be voting for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
start campaigning maybe.
They probably know how you're going to vote. You're a young white male. 4379
County, Kentucky.
County. Let's take a break. Creighton got in trouble today. We can talk about that. The Calipari anniversary. We can talk about that as well. An update on the catfish situation. What did Reed Shepard do? We're loaded here over the next couple hours. We got you till 6 o'clock on ESPN 680.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mitch, can you name one member of the current Supreme Court?
Come on, Kavanaugh.
Mitch. There you go.
It's the main guy, right?
And James Strebel.
He's not the main guy. It's John
he's
Roberts.
One of the main guys.
No, but there's only what, nine of them?
There's nine of them.
Yeah, there's only nine. So, yes, he is one of
he
the
is
nine.
One of the main guys, yes.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, Lou City back in action on Saturday. Indy 11 rolling into town, I should say. 7:15 pregame, 7:30 kickoff down there at Lynn Family Stadium. Full capacity. Get your tickets now, loucity.com. Need to give away some tickets, too, if we can, later in the week. And you can hear the game right here on ESPN 680 105.7. Also, reminder, coming up tonight, game two, Clippers-Suns at 8:30. Man, I'm loving the NBA playoffs.
It's cool.
And the ratings are up. Big. Did you see that?
I didn't see the ratings up like that, but it's cool because you have all these teams that nobody's really expected, and it's kind of like a changing of the guard. You got your young talent coming up. It's been a lot of fun.
Don't do this to us.
I'm just saying, it has been fun.
You haven't watched much at all.
I have watched.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like sit and watch every single minute, but I watch when it's on, yeah.
There you go.
I will say, if the 76ers would have won, I would have not watched a single second of 76ers Bucks. Spare me Giannis and Ben Simmons and Embiid just missing point-blank floaters and free throws and taking 15 seconds to shoot. Like, this is my old man take. Like, if it was 76ers Bucks, not watch a single second.
I love the Hawks. Yeah. I love the Hawks and Suns. I'm all in.
I'd rather have Trae Young than Ben Simmons and Embiid as well.
It's killing Clay Travis how well the ratings are doing for the NBA.
Oh, considering his stance on
who
things.
Who is second on that list?
As far as NBA, like the NBA doing well?
Yeah. Well, okay, Locke, who's third on that list?
Locke
has to hate NIL.
Oh, he does. I know he does.
Mitch, I always want you to put that up as a Bet Rivers Twitter poll.
He has
to hate it.
Oh, he had that.
He's biting his tongue right now. There's no doubt about it.
He's doing something. I don't know exactly what he's doing, but he had a tweet today where he was asking for the Keytrell Clark tweet about opening his DMs up for name, image, likeness in his social media. I don't know what he's doing. He ain't doing a story for Spectrum. There's no telling what he's doing, but he's up to something, and you're right. He hates name, image, likeness. Hates it.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, does Mintz get his pity invite tomorrow? I mean, him and Carlique were basically the same player.
No, he's coming back to Kentucky.
There you go. You think he is?
I do think he is, yeah. I do.
Are we going to get an announcement at any time?
I mean, it's got to come before next week.
Does it?
I mean, well, no, I July 7th. It's July 7th.
Yeah, there's a cutoff date. Is it July
7th? It's July 7th.
There's like two or three different cutoff dates,
Travis Branham said when we had him on last week, it was July 7th is the cutoff date. So it's coming up. So we've got 2.5 weeks before that happens.
Was there a reasoning why Isaiah Jackson withdrew?
Because
he's going to be a first-round draft pick.
No, because he's going to be a lottery pick.
Yeah, he's going to be a lottery pick, so yeah.
Yeah, that's why you do that.
Because I saw the dude from North Carolina with Drew, and he's coming back. I was like, is there like a 1% chance Isaiah Jackson would draw? Okay.
No, I think he's already put out his release and has an agent.
Yeah.
No, his agent's telling him you don't need to go.
You're good.
You know, guys that may not get drafted, no, you're good to go. No, it's very clear the upper guys don't go to the combine and play in the combine.
Because they'll do nothing but hurt them.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is normal. Usually you go and you get measured and everything.
Yeah, it's usually the fringe guys that go, like, you know, between 15 and 30 and in the second round, they go. But, yeah, your lottery guys never go to the combine. Like Anthony Davis.
I remember when the draft lottery night used to mean something in this area.
Yeah.
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 It doesn't mean much this year for either team.
It doesn't mean anything.
One player in the first round.
It doesn't mean anything.
Not
no.
a damn
and
thing.
No one really – Kentucky fans really don't care.
No,
like,
they don't.
Like, oh, Isaiah Jackson went to the Thunder. Like, there's no take to be had. Ah,
man.
He went to the – you know, him and Stephen Adams will really anchor that front court for the next 5 years. Like, no one's going to give any takes.
He's probably been
– Can Cal be there? Is there a family he can smooch on?
I don't
know the family situations. Isaiah Jackson's mom alive? Like
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean,
is there a sister? Is there an aunt? Is there a Grammy? Something like that.
Cal's got to
get
somebody.
A kiss.
Yeah.
Cal's got to get a kiss.
Last year, all his kisses were via Zoom. And with Emmanuel Quickly and Tyrese Maxey. But no, yeah, you're right. I mean, this is probably the least talked about lottery pick in the Cal era. Like, no one talks about Isaiah Jackson. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, moving on. I guess understanding the season was so bad, people just want to forget about it. But it is kind of strange. No one's, like, propping this guy up or celebrating it or anything.
He's not a star
big. He's not a star.
And he's not a guard.
Right. Yeah, he's kind of one of those tweener bigs, yeah.
No, it's not sexy to talk about a power forward.
Yeah.
He doesn't score a lot.
He doesn't score, like, block shots and plays defense. Like, that's what he does.
Did you happen to see 437-968 UPS Jobs text line, did you happen to see the over-unders from Barrett Sally of CBS Sports?
I did not. No,
did
I did not.
Not
see that. No.
The first sentence in the Kentucky analysis.
Oh, boy.
Would put Lachlan McClain in a coma.
It would.
In fact, I'm going to have to screenshot this and send it to him at the break.
Yeah, put it in our little DM crew.
No, I'm going to put it right out there on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Because this will make him pass out.
Okay.
So the over-under, by the way, is 7 on here. That's the number he's using.
For Kentucky, okay.
7.
And that's pretty much, what's Vegas, 7?
Well, it was what, 6.5?
6.5, and it went up to 7.
It immediately went up to 7.
Yeah, so it's pretty consistent.
So 7 was the right number. 6.5 was a bad number.
Yeah.
But I want to tie two things together.
Okay.
What do you think the over-under, if he had over or if he had under?
For Kentucky?
For Kentucky.
Over. I think he's going over 7.
You think he's going over 7?
I do, because I think the media likes Kentucky for some reason.
Barrett Sally of, what's he of?
Sorry. CBS.
CBS Sports.
Yes, I think he's going to have the over.
At 7.
I do.
You are right. He does have him over 7.
Okay, and I hadn't
7.
Seen this, I promise. So okay. He's got him over 7.
That's not revolutionary.
The media loves Kentucky.
All right, so here's the thing. Let me ask you this. Here, okay. Let me find him again. Hang on just a second. The thing reset. All right. He's got wins over Monroe, Missouri.
Like it.
Chattanooga.
Okay.
At South Carolina.
Got it.
At Mississippi State.
Like it.
At Vanderbilt.
Okay.
New Mexico State.
And Louisville.
At Louisville.
Okay.
And then obviously the losses, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee. Florida, LSU, at Georgia, and Tennessee. What does that do for you? And what do you think my opinion is?
I think you're like, bleh, because the only team really they're beating is Missouri.
That's one, and no one really respects
Missouri
that
Missouri
much.
Or Dinky Witt that much. Yeah, but they did beat Kentucky the previous year.
Understandable.
So that's
one of them, bleh. That's one of them. We could talk about the quarterback position if you do that is a good or bad, but what's the other? There's one out there, and it's slapping you right in the face.
Losing to Tennessee.
That's one of them, and here's why. You would have no wins at home to matter.
No.
Other than Missouri, and that's week 2.
Yeah, the second game. No, you're right. No,
I mean, that would be sad if you're a Kentucky fan. The 3 notable games, including Tennessee, you would lose if it plays out like this. South Carolina and Mississippi State are on the road, so you're not even getting, like, whatever, a bum SEC
and
win.
And nobody respects those
and
teams.
And Louisville's at Cardinal Stadium.
Yeah, which would be fun. I mean, beating Louisville on the road's fun. You always like doing that.
Understandable, but that would be – I mean, that would be sad. I'm just – if you're viewing it from a Kentucky viewpoint, you're selling season tickets.
Right.
And your wins at home, Louisiana Monroe, who were they a 1-win team last year, or 2-win team?
No.
Chattanooga, Missouri week 2, New Mexico State. Ugh. Those were your wins at home.
That's not fun.
No, it's not
that
fun.
That Justin Jeffries tailgate's not getting up for wins over Chattanooga, I'll tell you that much. I understand where you're going here because they got Florida at home, they got Tennessee at home. That wouldn't be fun at all. Now I agree mostly with that, but Tennessee is going to be so bad. I mean, they're going to be worse than last year, I think. I don't think they're going to be any good at all. I'd almost pick them to beat Tennessee over Missouri.
I think if they lose to Tennessee, that's a
bad loss.
That is
a bad
look.
That's
no,
2 years ago.
They're going to be made fun of.
Yeah, 3 years ago with the Josh Allen team, losing Tennessee on the road was embarrassing. To Jeremy Pruitt and that squad was embarrassing. I'm with you. That Tennessee loss, that would be a stink loss. Stink loss.
Texas says most media still are in love with Missouri. Anyway, here's the first thing that was said. Here, hang
okay,
on
yeah,
just
what's
a
that
second.
First sentence that make Locke pass out into a coma?
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
The first sentence. Coach Mark Stoops has established himself as one of the top coaches in the SEC due to his ability to develop stars in the trenches.
That would he'd vomit and then he'd pass out. He'd vomit everywhere.
We'd have to move his head to the side so he didn't choke on his own vomit.
Yes, we would.
Like in Breaking Bad.
Absolutely, we had to turn him over on his side. Exactly right. That's what you're supposed to do. But yeah, I mean that's what I said. The national media loves Mark Stoops. They love this guy. I mean, I don't get it. I think he's fine. But they just give him like, oh, he's an established. I mean, I guess he's an established SEC coach. I guess he's the longest
tenure
behind Nick Saban.
Oh no, he absolutely is.
Longest tenure behind Nick Saban. But I mean, so many mediocre years. Is there anybody as mediocre celebrated more than Mark Stoops? I mean, I'm saying that as a Kentucky fan. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Couple.
I mean, there probably are a few, but he fits in that category, does he not?
Yeah.
I mean, he's mediocre, but everybody loves him. I mean, I guess they think, Kentucky
stinks. They love him because they have no respect for your football program.
Right. And they say, that's what it is.
That's what I'm trying to stop with Louisville fans right now. And right. They're not letting me.
No, they're not. They're absolutely not.
They're patting you on the head.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they're doing. Go win 7 games at Kentucky, pat him on the head. Kennard will be an NFL player, first-round pick, second-round pick. There'll be another guy or two, and everyone will say, there's a defensive lineman. There's two offensive linemen, a linebacker. I mean, Kentucky, 4 guys in the draft. It's Kentucky. They won 7 games,
exactly.
Whatever it is. You know the narrative. I bring that up also to piggyback with this. And you alerted this to me yesterday, the Mark Story article.
Oh, yeah.
If you can find it behind a paywall, which apparently Strieble has now done.
I did.
That talks about Joey Gatewood. And, Mitch, I know you haven't seen it.
And Will Levis.
But it talks about Will Levis and Joey Gatewood. And how basically for their schools, Penn State and Auburn, they were a fullback.
They're the same dude.
Well, no, and a fullback.
Yeah, and a fullback,
They come in on 3rd and 4th and 2.
Yeah, and run the football.
And that's what you have as your quarterback.
Yeah.
Allen must suck.
He must be.
Those two things I'm willing to say.
Yeah.
You might have a fullback. You guys love that, though. You love to have different positions play quarterback. And Bo Allen must stink.
He must stink. No, I read that yesterday, and I got sad. Because, he goes down like bullet point by bullet point by bullet point. It's like, damn, Will Levis and Joey Gatewood are like the same dude. Similar situations, big-time programs.
He was called the bulldozer. Here it is. You ready for this, Mitch?
The bulldozer.
When Levis announced his decision to leave Penn State, sports writer Parth – I can't say that name. I just don't know how to say it.
Okay.
Then on the Central Daily Times in State College wrote of the quarterback that, quote, oftentimes he'd only enter games to bulldoze his way past the first down marker in short yardage situations.
So I went to the quarterback guru, Randy.
In 2 seasons at Auburn, Joey Gatewood rushed the football 32 times while making only 5 pass attempts. When Gatewood announced his decision to leave Auburn, sports writer Ben Kirkival of CBS Sports wrote, quote, his role in the offense has come in short yardage and red zone package formations.
Yeah.
The English, did they score again? Oh, that's a replay. Never mind.
So they're both the bulldozer. See, he had the bulldozer north and the bulldozer south, and they're meeting in Kentucky.
Man.
A neutral state.
I mean, that's rough.
It is rough. That's why I texted you. After I read that, I was sad. I'm like, this isn't good. Now, I guess the thought process is that this quarterback dude that Will Levis went to in the offseason and Liam Cohen handpicking him as the savior of the quarterback position, I guess, is what we have to buy into. And I you're right about my father and I on Father's Day. We discussed the Kentucky quarterbacks.
Did you really?
And he came up with the same.
Well, I want to hear more about that conversation.
Well, he came up with the same consensus that you just did.
Really?
That Bo Allen must stink.
I mean, remember, he was the guy that was being sold to recruits. Remember that?
We're going to throw the ball around with Bo Allen, but he weighs like 110 pounds. He's tiny. He's. I remember seeing him the first time going to a game being like, damn, is he a sophomore in high school? Like, how old is this? He's tiny.
Speaking of light football players, Mitch, what do you think of the Bellarmine joining, what's it called, the Sprint League? It's like for people under 178 pounds, so none of us would qualify. Actually, I don't know how much Mitch weighs. I would imagine being
under
a sports
75?
178, yeah.
It's 178 right. pounds and under.
Yeah.
I'm probably not qualifying.
Yeah.
Like the average, like what's the average weight of an actual football player? Like what, 210 pounds, something like that.
Yeah, I would imagine.
210, 230, something like that.
Yeah, I'm interested in this.
Are you? I don't know what I think about it.
I'm interested in seeing who. Yeah, if they can find players.
Exactly. I'm like, how are you gonna find a bunch of skinny dudes willing just to play football? I don't know.
The average man weighs more than 178 pounds, right?
Yes.
Put that up at ESPN 680. Does the average man weigh more than 178 pounds?
I don't know many people that weigh under that. To be quite honest, like most of the people I know are.
I used, like in high school, I was under that, but after like college. Yeah,
I guess. I mean, I guess you had to get them when they're young and then bring them in, and hopefully they maintain their weight. I mean, they had to have, like regimens to where they cut weight and stuff like that.
What an odd sentence. Save that for the mixtape. What's he talking about?
Just, like, you know what I mean? Like, recruit, like, smaller guys.
I have no idea.
And instead of, like, trying to put weight on them like normal football programs do, they put
like
them in the
wrestlers.
Sauna.
Like wrestlers, yeah.
Yeah, they got to cut weight, be in the sauna, like, only eat, like eggs and green food. I don't know. I don't know what I think about it. I don't think I like it. I don't like this idea of like skinny man football. Football is for the big uglies, not these little guys. I don't like it.
Actually,
yeah,
I think
that's for soccer.
It's the exact opposite now. I think.
Well,
I think
you got it, but without the big uglies, you can't have it.
Is football only for the big uglies?
Yeah. I mean, come on. There's nothing better than a big. Big old defensive tackle running a football for a touchdown. Everybody loves that. Everyone sees the skinny guys running for touchdowns.
I don't. I love to see a great wide receiver catch it and run.
No, I like
just
to
wish
see...
my team had one of those.
Well, yeah.
At any time in the last 4 or 5 years or so.
I like Ndamukong Suh picking up a football and running it. That's what
now,
I like.
He's not fat, though. He's just a big guy.
That's true. He's just a big guy.
These guys aren't fat anymore. There's not many
fat
football players.
No, they're just yoked.
Yeah, they're just jacked.
Yeah, just big human beings.
They're big human beings. That's exactly what they are. 437-9680, let's take a quick break. What did Reed Shepherd do? We'll tell you after the break. And do you want to do summer school?
Yeah, I can do summer school.
You want to do summer school?
I can do summer
school.
We'll
do that as well. 437-9680, two more hours, nonsense to go. We got you to 6 o'clock on ESPN Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.